You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up.
Hi, this is Robert Dowd of the Sheffield Steelers and Team Great Britain, and you are listening to A View from Section C.
A View from Section C is sponsored by Don Michele, Italian restaurant, Perth Road, Dundee.
Hello and welcome along to episode 98 of the Don Michele sponsored A View from Section C. Senior, how are you?
Junior, I'm living the dream. That's what I'm going to say this week. Just living the dream.
Living the
episode
dream.
98. Episode Jake Elmer. Then it'll be episode 99. Episode Wayne Gretzky. And then it'll be the big three numbers. 100.
I'm going to start typing in fucking three digits when I put in the number of the episodes and everything. I'm already running out of characters when I'm posting it on Twitter or X. As they now call
the thing is, we'll need to miss a week, don't we? Maybe even two.
We've had a great run this season. We've had a great fucking run, and then he goes and fucks it up as usual. But listen.
It's one of those. When you get to my age, that's how you've got to live for junior holidays.
Well, we're no here to call out senior, but we are here to call out someone. And I'll let senior. I'll do the first part of the call out, right? And then senior can actually translate it. So Liz Davidson and Ashley, Mama and Baby Betty, had a little bit of a call out for a certain Cameron. And this is how it went at the hockey.
But wait a minute though. Fit,
call out. All I heard. So senior, what's the call?
Yeah, I think it was more of a shout out.
It's a call. She says to call him a dick.
Was that because he took off to New Zealand and left baby Betty on her own and stuff like that? Come on, me. To roughly translate what Mama Betty was saying was fit. Fit fucking Cameron. Fucking college. So, yeah. She did ask if we could give him a wee shout out. He listens to the podcast on the other side of the world. Junior, yep. You're reaching New Zealand now. People are listening in New Zealand. Well, Cameron's listening in New Zealand. I don't care whether people are listening, but there is one person listening.
There was also one person listening in Africa the other week.
I doubt that very much. I think that's a dodgy.
No. Stoney.
Stoney
met him and listened to the podcast in Africa. So, listen.
Outstanding.
Worldwide.
We should change it A View from the World.
Fuck.
we hope Cameron's getting on really well in New Zealand and he's looking forward to coming back. Wee baby Betty's like tiny tears. Oh I miss him. I think that's what her fit was. I miss him. So there you go, girls. We've gave Cameron a shout out for you.
And a call out for being a dick.
And a call out.
We can't be A View for the World, because we go down that road, we'll be speaking about fucking presidential elections and some fucking stupid orange bastard then. And we're not speaking about Sheffield and Neil.
No.
Okay. We're speaking about another orange bastard. No, we're not speaking about Brockie either.
No.
Anyway. Senior. We're going to start off the show on a wee exciting moment this week. We are going to go across to our Don Michele sponsors. So, this week, we have our little competition back. So, maybe we won it the last time, unfortunately. We've all got the goal scorers wrong because nobody said Craig Moore. So, it is the return of Guess the First Goal Scorer. We will do it on the Fife game. Just to give you a wee bit more of a chance this week, see who's in form on the Wednesday game against the Cardiff Devils. See who's in form on the Friday game at Glasgow. Give yourselves two chances to get yourself the first goal scorer. So, competition will close at the start of the warm-up, so you know who's playing. Get it in. More than one person right, we'll do a random generator for the names, and you'll win £25 to spend at Don McKayley. Senior, what more do you want?
Exactly. And Junior, I'm loving the wee bit of music in the background. I could hear the wee... Is that Paddy that's playing that himself?
It was not Paddy playing that himself. No, no it wasn't.
Right. I could picture Paddy and Gary Monroe sitting there playing their wee Italian... You know what I mean? Yes. But it wasn't them.
No, it was not them. So... £25 voucher up for grabs. We'll put the post out on Wednesday so that you've got time to make sure you get the show listened to in that. We'll put the post out Wednesday. Comment on it. Tag someone in it. Get them to guess. Get the word out there about the podcast, but also get the word out about our amazing title sponsors, Don McKayley, with their new and improved menu, which, by the way, the pictures look absolutely phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And probably going to hate to get some time booked in with Shannon to go and taste the new menu.
Is that right? They deliver?
They do. So, we had that joke last week and it was confirmed liver and onions on a pizza at Don McKayley.
No.
So, he did. That's what Gary said.
I was not listening to him. He talked shite.
So they might do it, they might not, we don't know. But do they deliver? But yeah, so yes, that is our competition for this week. We'll put the post out during the week and get the guess the correct scorer. First goal scorer, it could be Cardiff, could be Fife, it could be a Stars player. But make sure, go out there, go out on a limb and say somebody say Chris Ingalls. Somebody say
Richard Sabo.
Jarrett might score for the bench if he's not playing. You never know. Yeah. Be bold, folks. Be bold. On that note, does bring us on to the main start part of the show. Our MBE Valeting Services sponsor two-way watch. I did get that confirmed on Saturday.
That's confirmed.
Yeah. Came over and said, "It's valeting." I mean, what the fuck are you on about? What are you on about? So, valeting, senior, as I was so kindly put in my place at the rink.
Yeah.
Valeting is when you take someone takes your car into the car park for you, a car valet.
Ah,
valeting,
and it's spelt the same.
Yep, and valeting is cleaning your car. So
how did you not just say MBE car cleaning services? We wouldn't be sitting here in this conversation. Get what I mean? Come on, Paul, get a grip. Posh boy sitting there with his valeting.
Oh, fuck's sake. It's going to be one of those episodes, is it? It really is going to be one of those episodes.
Feels like it.
First off, Josh Saunders and the Kirkcaldy Kestrels. So they played in the first leg of the Scottish Cup on Saturday night against the North Ayrshire Wild. And no, it's not part of the clan. Okay, I know that they're North Ayr, South Ayr, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not them. It's the Wild. It's the SNL team. So Kestrels won by 4-1 in the first leg. So a win there for Josh. So it'll be a happy weekend for him. Not so much a happy weekend for our other two-way player in Dom Jagler. So the Lynx were playing the Edinburgh Capitals, and they lost by 5-3. So another loss for Aberdeen, which again is great for the Rockets, but not so good for Dom on the two-way there. Although it was a 5-3 loss, Dom did get man of the match. So another stellar performance by him. A lot of pucks faced, I believe. But saying that, that happens a lot in the SNL. You just get absolutely peppered with pucks left, right and centre. The Rockets, they had a doubleheader at the weekend against the against Kilmarnock. Both games in the Scottish Cup, first and second legs. Listen, they pumped them. That's all I'm going to say. They absolutely pumped Kilmarnock over both legs.
So I knew they won the first leg 5-0, but I didn't care what the second leg was.
Yes, I am pretty sure it finished 13-1 on aggregate.
Really?
Yeah.
Ouch. But yeah, good stuff by the Rockets.
Yes, yeah.
Gary's still out injured, though, eh?
Yes, yeah, still out injured, which is unfortunate. All because of fucking Martino. Fife, and I want somebody to kick his head in for it.
Ben Lake tried it. Put him through the board.
Oh, so he did, yeah. It was Martino. That's right, I saw it. Now you know how it feels.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it did finish 8-1 to the Rockets. So it's 13-1 on aggregate. Like he says, pumped. Absolutely pumped. And that is our Do We Watch Senior. So, the big stuff. The 51 Club sponsored game reviews. So, the Stars were at home to the Chaventry Boys on, what day was it, Senior? Saturday, was it?
Saturday night.
Yeah, it was Saturday. I wasn't track of the week already. It's because we're doing it really early this week.
Yeah.
So we were at home on Saturday night against the Coventry Blaze. Stars went 1-0 up just before the end of the first period at 19:39, thanks to my boy, Keanu Yamamoto, assisted by Chris Ingalls and Ben O'Connor. Stars made it 2 with the only goal in the second period through Jake Elmer, assisted by Harms and Moore, 35:04. Quick fire double, but 3 goals inside the first 9.5 minutes of the third period. Alessio Luciani at 41:37, Archie Hazeldine at 44:11, and Nick Seitz at 49:30 put Coventry 3-2 up and totally turned the game on its head. And he's back, folks. Philippe Sonch with a game-tying goal at 56:47, assisted by Ben O'Connor and Alex Tonge. And then quite possibly one of the best short-handed goals I've ever seen in my life, Zach Sekos, assisted by the lob of Dryden Dow at 63:01. In overtime, giving Stars, I would say, a very well-deserved 2 points.
Yeah, definitely. I think the goal reminds me somewhat of Andy Moffat to John Dolan style. They'll have pile up the ice and they'll just launch it right across over the top everybody. But yeah, it was a fantastic goal. And I thought overall it was a thoroughly deserved win.
Yep.
I thought we played to our strengths. We stopped them from playing. But then for 9 minutes, we allowed them to play. And the goals, they weren't the very good goals. I think the first aim for Luciani was a bit poor. I think the shot from Hazeldine, I thought, was poor. But that's not a slight at the goalie. That's a slight on everybody. Because I think Hazeldine just kept going and going and going and going and going, and then just shot the puck. And the next thing, it's in the net. So it was like we switched off right at the start of the third period, and that allowed them back into the game. In which They won they had a couple of really good chances, and Sabo had some great saves. The one that they reviewed at 0-0 was tremendous. And then he done the same again in overtime. So we touched on it at the game that overall, Coventry had 14 shots. They had 10 in the first two periods.
15, I think it was.
Yeah. They had 10 in the first two periods. They had 4 in the third period, of which they scored 3 of them. Right. So that's, but, and I know, Kimmo, it makes the goalie stats look shite, right? But up until that 41st minute, he was on a shutout. And then within 9.5 minutes or whatever, he'd faced 4 shots and 3 of them were behind him. It's a 25% save percentage. But what I will say about it is, at times during the game, he had some timely saves. And for me, these saves are a lot more important than Richard Sabo coming off with a 76% save percentage. Mm-hmm. If we win games and his percentage is as low as that, who fucking cares? Who cares? We're winning games. If we're getting beat and he's the save percentage is like that, then that's not just on him, because I thought he played well. The two saves, the one in, I think it was the first period, and the one in overtime where he sprawled it again, was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then near the end, I thought, near the end of the game, I think the referees wanted to get involved. I think they were bored. So I thought they wanted to get involved somehow. You've got one of them, as in Ferguson, saying that it's not a delay game. You've then got Toby telling them it is a delay game. Then you've got Ferguson...
Or a lino. We don't know who said it.
Or a lino.
Connors.
Yeah, so
I think it was Connors. Because Connors came skating over and he was... By that point, Ferguson had already done that, pointed to the inside.
Yeah.
And then Connors has a wee word. Next minute, Toby's in, the other lino's in, and then next minute we've got a penalty.
Yeah. And then Ferguson calls a penalty on Coventry. And then you get, for me, a soft one on Brendan Harns in front of the goal. And I just felt it was like they were going tit for tat. And
I actually thought he lifted normally it. So did I.
You know? And it just... Coventry will be pissed that they've lost it on a short-handed goal, right? But equally, we'd have been pissed if we'd lost it if they'd scored on that power play. Because they were, to me, the officials were non-existent for most of the game. And then they started calling stuff with minutes to go, you know? And Ferguson, to me, if he's made that call for it's not delay a game, if a linesman comes in and challenges it, to me, that shouldn't be any right. It should be Toby Craig that challenges him, not the linos. Like, the linos, has he got a better position? I wouldn't think so, because he can't stand on the fucking blue line half the time. You know what I mean? He can't see when they're offside. So has his eyesight suddenly become that good that he could say, oh, no, it definitely went across the plexi? No, because he's not paying attention half the time. But it sort of spoiled it for me, but as you say, that overtime winner, what a goal. And I think I tweeted that on Sunday morning. I just put, when the goal come up, I just put, Zach Settles, what a player.
Yeah. For me, circling back to the goal, listen, I didn't, it's the first ones I saw, a poor one to give up. I don't think any goalie's saving it. It's just a poor goal to give up, though. The second one, I think you'll want, Savo will want it back.
I would think so. But
McDonald, I'm sure it was McDonald. McDonald does stick on stick. You hear the sticks hitting as he's went to kind of poke check on Hazeldine's wrist shot through the blue line. But at the same time, I think Savo's got to do better on that one. I think he'll think he needs to do better on it.
I would agree with you. But
yeah.
It's the thing about it is, he should never have been allowed to skate in like that to get that shot. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. Is it a bad goal for the goalie to give up? Yep. But is it a bad goal for the team to give up? Yeah, most definitely. But as I say, he'd played well up to that point. And then after that, once it settled down again, he began to play okay again. And I think Saville gets a bit of bad press. And I think sometimes when he does play well, he still doesn't get as much good press as what he should. And for the past few weeks, and it comes down to 10 minutes. That's all it comes down to, is 10 minutes, because I think the last couple of games that he's played in, he's been fantastic. 10 mm-hmm. minutes, as a team, we've let in probably 3 poor goals in a short span of time again. And amongst the goalies, stats look shite. Doesn't matter anybody else as well. It might depend on who's on the ice, but as the goalie, it gets the worst start out of the hill, a lot of them. But yeah. I look at it, but I didn't really pay much attention to it, especially when we're winning.
Yeah.
And thoroughly deserved.
Yeah. So obviously, Senior, we both said 3-2. You said in an overtime. I said in regulation. We weren't far off, to be fair.
Listen, they're coming here a decent side, eh? I think Mark said it. They just don't go away. That's the thing about them. They're fast. I'll say that about them. The start of the game, they were absolutely rapid. I think at the start of the game, we struggled to keep up with them pace-wise. And then we came into the game. And then I think we then got a stranglehold on the game. But I'd have been disappointed even if we'd got beaten overtime. Or a shootout, I'd have been disappointed considering we played that well to get to a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, definitely. So, man of the match for you?
Man of the match was a strange one because probably up until about 40 minutes I was getting it to the netminder, but can't really think. I thought it was more of a team effort than any individual being a standout. You know what? I'll probably go for Jake Elmer.
Yeah,
I think Elmer was probably about the most noticeable for most of the night. Jake's getting that puck now, and they're allowing him to play the way.
Yeah,
get the head down, Jake, and go, because nobody's catching you.
Yeah.
And I like that. And it's good that...
Keep it up, though, just in case.
It's good, though, that they're allowing him to do that, because last year, Jake didn't get the opportunity to do that. He seems to be playing with a lot more confidence. So I think he was probably the biggest standout for me. Could have gave it to Sekos for the goal, but yeah. Get to Jake.
Yeah. I was kind of edging towards that myself, but I'm going to give it to Yama. I thought Yama was buzzing about that ice quite a lot the whole night, getting in some dirty areas, the first goal, a couple other good chances, a couple other nice little passes across the crease just for a wee tap, and there was nobody there. I'm going to go with Yama.
It was a bit, I must admit, when Sonj came back, you probably, like yourself, with your group chat, people are beginning to call, wonder where Sonch is going to go, where will he play, and things like that. And you then see the photos coming out of training. He's got the same colour of jersey on as Tonge and Alberga, I think it was.
Yeah.
You think, so it's Yamamoto that's went down to the fourth line. And you're thinking, well, could he play that role? But I thought he did. I actually thought him and Garrigan played well together. You know, the two of them are fast. They get in about it. They're not frightened to forecheck, which is a good thing. I was impressed. What I thought was good about Yamamoto on Saturday, Junior, he didn't throw the dummy at the pram, eh? Because he could have went, fuck, Emnitin is getting bumped down a line now. But he didn't. And I thought he played well, but...
The thing is, though, that although it's the fourth line, there was always two imports on it. You know, there was Keanu, there was Kylie on it at one point, it was him and Sonch on it at one point, it was him and Alberga on it at one point. And then at one point, Yama was back on a line with another two imports.
Yeah.
And I actually think Sancho had a couple of shifts off. Because at one point I said, Shan, Sancho's been on the ice for fucking ages here. It must have been about seven minutes that he never had a shift. And I thought, yeah. I wonder if he's... And Yamamoto was on with a couple of other guys. I thought, I wonder if they're just mixing it up a bit just to throw Coventry off.
It could be, or it could be maybe that Sanchez maybe just know that sort of up the speed yet,
yeah.
Getting to know everybody, how the players play, how the plays go for the team. But listen, we've always said that, that the Stars, they seem to have one line. Like last year, they had one line that was the first line.
Yeah.
And everybody else, you could say it's the second line, the third line, the fourth line. It's a line. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know? Yamamoto, yeah. Garrigan, and for example, Pouliot's back, Craig Moore, they could start on Wednesday against Cardiff. Doesn't it make them the first line? It just makes them the first line that's starting the game, you know? But it was good. I think it was probably written that, because these things do happen. Yeah. When it's 3-2, he's either going to equalise or we'll equalise and he'll score the winner in overtime.
And also, just to pull it out, that his goal was with 3:13 left in the game, 56-47. So,
yeah.
New number, 13. Yeah, unlucky for some, not for Sanchez.
But again, the other thing I noticed there about the score sheet there again, Big Benny chirping him. And that's another two assists for him. Eh?
So I tell you,
he's beginning.
Listen, another point for Chris Ingles there as well.
Yeah, that'll be him, what, two?
Chris, listen, I've mentioned Chris's name a few times.
He's sitting there raging, is he? Ingles is sitting there raging at that. I've got three points, it's no two.
I'm getting up right now facing you. Because I didn't want our good friend of the show. It is two assists.
Oh, there you go. So it was.
But hold on. That's in the Elite League. Versus Challenge Cup stats. Challenge Cup stats. 4. So he's on 6 points this season.
Wow.
Which is already better than last year.
There you go. Listen.
Yeah.
I'll not be long to catching Dowdy for the top Elite League point scorer.
Fucking you had to find a way to bring him up, did you? Had to find a way to bring him up.
That's how we're known, Jim Black.
Anyway, this is the league standings after the Elite League games at the weekend. The massive Paisley, North Lanarkshire, Renfrewshire, fucking South Lanarkshire, Pishy Wishy, Glasgow, Clan are bottom still after 9 games with 2 points. Fife have pulled a point clear of them now. They are now on 3 points after their overtime loss. Sorry, shootout loss. Something lost to Nottingham.
They lost on penalties.
Penalties, yeah. So
yeah.
Fife losing on penalties to Nottingham, so gains them a point to go a point ahead of Glasgow. Manchester in 8th with 6 points through 8.
They'll be lucky if they're still in the league, Manchester. They'll be getting kicked out soon.
God, Stoney gave me a great stat at the weekend. It was something like 140 odd penalty minutes and 60 minutes of hockey or something like. Or 90 minutes, 120 minutes crazy, of hockey, whatever it was. It was ridiculous.
And then you've got a Sheffield fan. They had a poll to see should they get kicked out of the league because of it. Yeah.
ourselves and Nottingham both tied on 8 points through 8 games. Belfast 5th on 9 points through 7. Sheffield in 4th on 10 through 6. Guildford in 3rd, 11 points. Coventry in 2nd on 13 points. Both teams played 8 games. And the Cardiff Devils in 1st place with 14 points through 9 games. Not too shabby to start off with. It's not too bad.
You know what? It's not as bad as what we thought it was going to be after a few performances. We've turned it around. We've ground out that game on Saturday up could have ended up going either way when it probably shouldn't have. But yeah, we're picking up points. And we've probably picked up points that people would have thought, and me included, didn't think we were going to get. So like a 5-1 win in Nottingham, didn't think we'd ever get that. So there's 2 points gained, would have been down to 6, you know. So, but as listen, say it every season, say it every week on this podcast, win your home games. Pick up what you can away from home. You'll be fine.
Yeah. No, definitely. So, senior, it does bring us on to everyone's...
Junior, back up. You know, speaking about the Belfast game, no?
Nah, because nothing happened.
Oh, something did happen.
Okay, we'll go on that then.
Thank you.
So,
we've got 1-9. Kieran Long,
44-28. Right, Challenge Cup, we're out. Dead rubber, we're out.
Dead rubber, we're out. Right, okay, we're out. Listen, senior, no custard pie, told you, right? Listen, 1-9, right? 1-9 in Belfast is a tremendous effort. I'm not caring if they'd already qualified or not. That is a tremendous effort. There's 2 things that have come out this game, right? One that I noticed during the game or after the game, right, was Jarrett Fisk. Another top class performance. What was it? 1 goal on 40 shots or something.
Something like that.
So I think with that, I think the goalies are beginning to push one another now. And it's really good to see. The other side of it is you posted it today. Belfast suddenly become fucking tough guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What happened there? Let's look at it and see what the script is, right? When a player offers every one of them up in Dundee and not one of them takes them on, and then they go into Belfast and they're all wanting to mix it. Yeah. Mark Stewart, was it? I think it was him that started it. Was it the young laddie Mark Stewart?
No, so I didn't say happened. It was Conway.
Yeah, Conway was the one that got the wee collision. But it was Mark Stewart that got the penalty. I think it was him that got the 2+2. Yeah. Right? Ridiculous. That it's him that's starting out of the shite. Right? He's a wee bairn. Right? Louis, I'll tell you, fucking Louis Thompson will take him out the next time he's up here. Right?
Come on, there's more chance of Daisy tacking him out than fucking Louis. Come on.
Listen, I didn't want to go down that road, Junior, right? But you're right. But listen, we could edit that bit out so it does sound again like, yeah, Louis Thompson's going to take him, right?
They're a bunch of shite. They're a bunch of shite bags.
I just thought, you know, you'd made a schoolboy earlier. You forgot about it. You've covered it up by saying you didn't want to speak about it. Because there was nothing going on. That is a fantastic effort by the guys, by the way. 1-0 in Belfast is tremendous effort.
The other thing I took away from it was Kitchy and the ridiculous Belfast commentary now calling their good friend of their show Dryden Dow fucking Brendan.
How many times have they had Dryden on their podcast? It's got to be more than once.
And I thought
like he's been on their podcast more than he's been on their podcast more than Connor's been on ours. Although Connor's been offered on our podcast quite a lot.
Yeah, offered
and
on the podcast. Yeah. No, sure. I thought myself, surely it's just the accent, you know, dry and die. No, you dry and die. But not Brendan. So there we go. Wonderful. Okay, now. For you, senior, we will now go on to everyone's favourite part of the show. It is the good, the bad, and senior. Sorry, the ugly.
Oh, is that because they sort of put you in your place a couple of minutes ago? Right. So the good, and a couple of things for the good. A couple of things was Fisk, and again, a tremendous effort in Belfast.
Hold on. No, you didn't get a couple of things. It's the good. It's not the goods. It's the good.
No.
The bad. The
no explanation. We're not going to explain it, no.
You said you've got a couple of good things. One good thing. Come on.
But then it would be the good thing that would come with it. You know what I mean? You wee dick.
Fuck off.
So, the good then, right? Okay. The good is the return of Philippe Sanche. Has to be. I think it's a boost that the club and the fans needed. It looks like then O'Brien's going to be out for a while. And we're here then up till could be season ending, it could be a couple of months, it could be 4 months, who knows? But I think bringing Sanche back in is an upgrade on O'Brien. And I think it probably brings the team a wee bit more firepower up front. The bad, it's not happened yet, is the return of Xavier Puliot. That's a concern for me. We just touched on it with the Belfast game. We do need somebody like a Puliot to... And he doesn't hate to go knocking boys' heads off every game. He just has to be there as a presence. And I think we're coming up against the likes of Manchester and that soon. And I think we need his presence there, or teams could start taking liberties. And the ugly is, we've touched on it again today, the goals against the Blaze, the one of the greatest goals that they've scored and won't be the greatest goals they've scored all season, but also the timing of them. Right after the start of the third period, a couple of minutes later, they've got an hour in, and 6 minutes later, they've got an hour in. For me, that really has to stop. So that's it. The good, Sanche. The bad, Puliot not returning. And the ugly, the type and timing of the goals against the Coventry Blaze.
Fabulous, senior. See, that was better. But it does bring us into this weekend's and this week's games. So our Liam Mean Tattoo sponsored game preview. Oh, so big week. Wednesday we are at home to the Cardiff Devils. Friday away to the 101 different named clan in the Challenge Cup, which again we will touch on as a dead rubber. And on Sunday at home to the Flyers in the league as well. So looking firstly at the Cardiff Devils senior. Currently top of the league. They were replaced by Coventry at one point. But top of the league. The guy O'Brien and McDonald both are 5+5 through 9 games. Cole Sanford as well. I think he's 4+5 through 9. 8. But the biggest thing for me is Mr. Bounds in goal. Currently the top goalie in the league this year. It's had a fantastic start. 9 games, 7 wins, 2 losses. Goals against average of 1.74 and a save percentage of 94.76. It's under 2 goals a game.
I know. For me, Cardiff are always a team I think we could take on home ice. Always. Doesn't matter what competition that we've got them or what sort of round, if it's a playoffs or what. I always fancy our chances against Cardiff at home, especially midweek against them at home. But they've got Sanford. They've got Joey Martin. They've got all these boys, right, that could put points up. But for me, for us to really beat them, is you have to beat Bounds. And you have to put a few past them. Because the chances are they will score. They will probably score a couple because they're that good. This is no slight on the team, right? They will score. I would be surprised if they didn't score more than 2. So for us, we have to get away or beating Ben Bounds. Now, we've done it with Shane Owen. Right? We couldn't get past Shane Owen and we've suddenly got past them 14 times in two games. So why not do it to Ben Bounce? We've just got to find that. The same magic that we've done to get past Owen, we've got to now do against Ben Bounce. And I think if we could maybe score three, I think we're in with a shout. I really, really do.
Yeah.
They're a top team, that's how they're top of the league.
Yeah. And I say they've got, you know, they beat Sheffield last night at home. They'd obviously lost to Coventry themselves. But again, it's trying to get past big bad Bounds in the goal. What's your thoughts on a score prediction?
Okay. So I've said I think we should score three. We're going to win 3-2. Regulation.
Okay. I'm going to say 4-3 doubles in overtime. We're picking up a point.
Right.
Clan on Friday. So it is dead rubber. Stars cannot qualify for the Challenge Cup now.
Challenge Cup's Clan, move on.
Just to have a quick look again, just to confirm it. Clan are on 11 points through 9 games. We are on 9 through 11. Even if we were to beat the Clan and they lost all their other games, we still don't have the regulation wins to go above them. So Clan have qualified. I believe... I'm sure someone told me that it comes down to the regulation wins for the tiebreaker if there's level on points. Be interesting if they're not. I mean, still do have a chance to qualify. And if we do, Clan on a bit of a bad run again just now. They get themselves into games, they get themselves ahead, and then they end up losing. A couple of the guys that we were looking at before it, Sideroth was 3+3, McClellan 4+3, but their top point scorer is currently a D-man who is 2+6 through 9 games in the league. So that the top point scorers are D-man.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit like us a couple of years ago with Jeff Mason.
Yeah. I would probably imagine, again, we've got Cardiff in the league, so I think Saville starts. Jarrett will start in Glasgow. And then we'll come back home on the Sunday to play Fife. I think Saville will start again. And I think it's the right way to do it. It keeps both netminders rotating as such over this short period of time. Would it be concerned if we got beat from Glasgow? Probably not, depending on what the outcome is. If it's a pumping, I'd be worried. I'm not going to get overly concerned, though, because there's 3 games this week, and for me, there's 4 points to be taken out of them, and it's got to be the 2 league games. The Challenge Cup could do one now. It's done anyway, but to be honest with you, even if we still had a chance, I would still say, forget it. Late doing on Wednesday. Do what we've got to do. Go into Glasgow and play whatever kind of game we want, try things out. We'll play Jarrett and then get ready again for Fife on Sunday. As you say, it's a dead rubber. Pointless.
Yeah.
I would actually, come on, I'd even phone them up and offer them a 3-0 victory and just sit in the house.
Sign a deal with Hutchie and the Rockets, and just call up some of the young guys. Give some of the young guys some ice time. Have a couple of guys, maybe like Sonch and that, get them up to fitness and loads of more ice time for Johnny and Craig. Give Jarrett the ice time. Let some of the imports just kind of have a wee free skate, just a wee light training session before Sunday. Absolutely. Yep.
As long as we don't embarrass ourselves doing that. And the last thing you want is to come back after getting beat 9-0 or something, you know.
Couldn't care less if we got beat fucking 9-0 for Clan on Friday.
Nah, I would. Listen, if we get beat 3-4, whatever, then fine. But Nah, no one that's hitting silly numbers, because that could really demoralise the team as a whole.
Nah, the team should kind of fucking that cup's pish.
They'll know, the team will go in there to win. That's a guarantee. It's Glasgow.
Absolutely well.
Right. They'll go in there to win. But will we get overly concerned, and will Mark get overly concerned? As I say, it'll depend on the outcome and how they play. Mark's opinion will differ greatly from mine, but come what? As I say, I'd go and phone Glasgow now and say, listen, we're not coming through, just that 3-9. See ya.
Okay, just send the boys through and get some of their Christmas shopping done instead. Fuck it. Score predictions?
5-1 Glasgow. If it had been a league game, I will say this, right? I'd have been totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different.
I'm going to say 4-2 Glasgow. I still think it's going to be close. Because let's be honest, you know, for them, it's a dead rubber as well, because they've already qualified. So are they really going to want to put a lot of effort into it? Like, with league games coming up at the weekend? Probably not.
Yeah, there's a chance that you probably find that Briner will play.
Yeah.
Yeah. As well.
Yeah.
Fife
on Sunday. So again, Fife not on a great run. The last two times we've played them, we've put 7 past them in each game. Okay. It's going to be a different story this week. Since that second pumping we gave them in 2 weeks in a row, they've completely better. They run Sheffield close down in Sheffield. They've took Nottingham to overtime, although they've still lost the games. Their performance has been much better in closer games. So, Lucas Kyodo, he is top point scorer in the league this year so far. 4 goals and 9 assists to 13 games. So he's averaging a point a game in the league. Got guys like Farley who know where to put the puck when they get it. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Martineau, who's a wee dick, knows where to put the puck. But they're quick, and that's the thing with Fife. They're very quick. So at the back, we need to be switched on. Speaking of the back, Senior, I am going to give, kind of going back a wee bit to the Coventry game, and a wee shout out here for Craig Moore, who I thought was fucking outstanding at times on Saturday. And it was the Craig Moore of old. You know,
yes.
Moore just came on for a lot of heat last season. Was it the season before he came back halfway through, or was he there the last 2 years? And he's been here the last 2 full seasons. It was half a season before that, wasn't it? Came in for a lot of heat coming back from Nottingham. You know, a little bit of pressure on him, a kind of perform at a higher level, and a lot of people think he's not been at that level. But I thought Saturday certainly was that Moorsy level from when we first originally signed him when he was just a young laddie.
I think what you get with Moorsy is consistency. He just goes out and does a job. There's nothing flash about Craig. He just goes out, does his job, goes sits on the bench, goes back on and does it. Now that's the same if he goes on as a forward, right? But it's quite ironic that since Moorsy's went to the back, we've not been shipping a lot of goals. And that's maybe the kiss of death, right? But what haven't they been? It's just one of those things that tends to happen. That, you know, it's sort of thrown, I could say, hey, mind your heart. It's thrown Ingles and Benny together. And at the start, we're thinking, God, it's 2 left-handed D-man. Is it going to work? And personally, I didn't think it worked at the start, but now it's beginning to work. So it's sort of thrown things together. And it will be interesting when Pouliot comes back. I think Craig will just go back up front. And he'll become that fourth line grinder again. But it's always good to know that if anything goes wrong at the back, he's there. If it's a D-man that gets penalised, he's there. He's just like Mr. Dependable, is he? He just comes in and does a job and that's it. And that's what your team, that's what teams need. That he's not, there's nothing flash about Moosey, yeah.
He's almost like the Dundee Stars version of James Milner. Just comes in.
He's better than fucking him.
Well, hockey, yeah.
James Milner was bash. Like, didn't even speak about Craig Moore. James Milner. Right? James Milner. Fuck. You could have picked somebody better than James fucking Milner.
Well, you look at James Milner. He plays fucking right back. He's played centre half. He's played left back. He's played centre mid. He's played defensive mid. He's played in advanced mid. Actually, pretty sure he even played a fucking striker at one point. What I'm saying is, though, you dick, it's not your fault. Listen, it's not your fault that he'd signed for Liverpool and you're an Everton boy and you're sitting with a shite manager, right? What I'm saying is that he's like that James Milner. He's just there. He comes in. He does what you ask of him. He can play that position forward, back check, forward check, goes a D-man, play left side, play right side, play wherever you want, Mercy. Just go in and do this for me.
Yeah.
And he goes and does it.
That's it. He's got a role to play and he plays it very well.
Yeah. Yeah. But wife on Sunday. So,
yeah. So, you know what? So,
you know what? I say 7-1 again.
It's someone that's been. No, well, come on. This might sound a daft question, right? But do the play Shane on?
Well, you know what? I was sitting thinking that when I was thinking in my head, right, we've scored 7 in the last 2 games. Did they maybe look to play the other boy?
Just I'll tell case. You, right, I'll tell you. See if it was Mark, right, and Richard Sabo had played and he got 7 and played again and got 7, Jarrett Fisk would start the next game.
Yeah.
Definitely. So,
but the problem is...
It's Shane Owen. That's the thing. It's Shane Owen. Right, but I wouldn't be surprised that they played the guy Voris or whatever his name is.
I'd be surprised. I would. I'd be surprised if it started. It's Shane Owen. You can't hear your best goalie no playing against your biggest rivals.
You could after he shipped in 14 in 2 games.
Nah. But again. And we said it before about goalies shipping in big goals. Fucking boys in front of them are pish.
Oh, definitely.
They've changed. They've turned a wee corner, right? They've no won games, but they've turned a wee corner.
Yeah, they're playing better. They seem to play better against Belfast, better against Nottingham, but they're getting beat for us and they're getting beat 4-1.
4-1.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 5-2 Stars. So Senior has us on a 4-point league week. I've got us on a 3-point league week. And with that comes the end of our preview. And on to my favourite part of the show, where we take a wee trip down memory lane with Slimming World, with Stella sponsored on this day. Now, Stella is moving our Douglas group, though. So if you're part of the Douglas group, listen in. And if you're in the Douglas area and you want to join the group, it's moving. It's moving to St. Pius Church Hall on Mondays at 5:30 p.m. Okay? Made sure I got that right. Double-checked the message as we were sitting here and read it word for word. Estella sent me it because I didn't want to fuck up again for her. Like I did the other week.
Oh, tilt.
So, on this day, we didn't have any birthdays, we've not had any sign-ins, leavers, extensions. We did have 3 games on this day. Starting off in 2017, we had a home league shootout win versus the Manchester Storm. Senior, to confirm, we conceded 2 shorthanded goals on the same fucking penalty.
Remember it well.
So Luke Muffet had received 5+ game for boarding after just 3 minutes and 24 seconds into the game. Finners was fucking raging at that call, by the way.
Yeah. Apparently, would have been coach.
And then they scored two shorthanded goals at 4:12 and 5:05.
Can remember it well. Remember it well.
Stars' goals were scored. This is how bad it was. Two goals by Joey Dakin-Sillies. A goal from Brian Hart.
Storm went
4-3 up with 2 minutes to go. Justin Fox equalised at 59-16. And then Mark Olivier Mimar with the shootout winner, giving Stars that
I remember that game.
Two goals on
the same penalty.
Yeah. So Stars won that game 5-4 in 2017. We also had... I've actually not written the score for this game. I think it was 6 we got. It was a home league loss to the Belfast Giants. It was 6-3. Our goals scored by Charlie Corkrim, where he was. I really liked him. Jordan Cowney. And Stoney's favourite player, Sean Boutin. And in 2023, I've done it again. I don't know what the score doing for this end.
Junior, come up.
What a nightmare I've had on this one. Listen, what a nightmare I've had on this
check your Twitter tomorrow morning, Dave, because Hunty's over this, is he?
Oh, my God.
Embarrassing.
We had an away league win at the Country Blaze. I'm going to say 5-3. Stars were 2-0 up after 2 minutes and 51 seconds. Goals from Ryan Valentini and Dryden Dow. Josh Britton with another one. Johnny Walker with the goal. And an empty net goal by Spencer Nass, assisted by Kevin Carr.
5-3.
Yep, it was 5-3. That is on this day.
Did we know go about someone like about 3-0 up? Someone like that.
I'm sure it went. It was 2-0, 2-1, 3-1.
They came back because I remember Kevin Carr wasn't too happy, and he said he was quite happy that he got to assist on the empty net goal because there was a couple of goals that he thought he should have had himself. Yeah.
So, that's us this week. Say 3 games this week, dead rubber in the middle, the 2 important ones. Hopefully, we're coming away with 4 points, especially 2 points against Cardiff. I love beating Pete Russell. Love beating him.
He's a right
doofus when he gets bit, and I love it. Absolutely.
You love beating the big teams because some of them just think we'll just rock up to Dundee and they're entitled to go home with the 2 points. So I'm hoping we'll come out kicking and punching, but we'll see. Confident.
Yes. Yes, we shall see. And we shall see when we see you. On Wednesday and Sunday. For those of you who are making the Christmas shopping trip through to Brayhead on Friday early, enjoy. Hopefully you get a decent game. But again, hopefully we are sitting here next week with 4. No, we're not here next week. Is this the week you're cancelling next week?
I'm on holiday next week.
That's what I'm saying. Next week, the week you're cancelling.
And the week after, unless we do it on the Thursday or the Friday. I'll wait for 10 nights.
Okay, so next week, ladies and gentlemen, there'll be no show. We won't see you here next week. So we'll do about 3 weeks in worth.
Okay, listen. You could try to be 10 or if again if you want.
Not in your sun lounger and your speedos, though, you creep.
I'll not do that.
Well, listen, we might see you next week.
If you from Tenerife.
Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll see you on Wednesday. And again, for our unwashed friends from Fife, on Sunday. Don't you know, pump it up, you got to pump it up.